man is not old until he stops learning. When you stop learning, you start dying. Learning is the key to greatness. Join us every Sunday at Global Impact Church at The Goodland, Ifako Bus Stop, Oworonsoki, Ogbudu Expressway, Lagos, Nigeria. Host, Yemi and Bimbo Davids. For inquiries, visit www.globalimpactng.org. Global Impact Church. Think greatness. Achieve greatness.
Amen. Please have your seat. Welcome once again to the month of April. It will be your best April so far. We have loads of praise reports. And what we try to do the first Sunday is to celebrate God lavishly, and people can share their praise reports. I'm so glad the precious sister shared testimony. And I want to say to her, more testimonies are on the way for her in Jesus' name. Anytime you make a vow like that and you fulfill it, it opens the door to another chapter. Okay, let me read this one. We don't want to take God for granted in any way. We had it in the first service. Greetings, church. I want to express my gratitude to God for rescuing me from the brink of death. On Thursday, January 25th, 2024, I was traveling back to Lagos from Ibadan. Sitting at the rear of a 14-seater bus, I had my headphones on, immersed in music. At 6:15 p.m., near Sharkbade, they tried to help me in the first service. What's the place? Sharkbade. Sa-o. A spade. At Sharkbade, right? Is it Sa or Sha? Hey, at the place. At 6:15 p.m. at Sharkbade or Sharkbade, a loud noise from the rear tire caught my attention. Turning back, I witnessed 5 unidentified gunmen emerging from the bush, firing at our bus. Amidst the panic and chaos, I felt a gunshot to my back. With adrenaline running through me, I fled the bus, running across the expressway, pleading for help from others who are also fleeing the scene. Some people sought refuge in the bush, only to be pursued by the gunmen. After running a distance, I spotted a police vehicle across the road. Seeking assistance, I was assisted to the middle of the expressway, where I was asked to lay low for 30 minutes, and I was bleeding profusely. Until soldiers arrived to rescue me, I was then transported to Ishara General Hospital, where they initially refused treatment for a gunshot wound. However, with the help of some individuals, the bullets were successfully removed from my back and my arm, traditionally. Subsequently, my friends, Femi and Dotun, really grateful to them, arranged for an ambulance to transfer me to OOUTH Sagamu. To the glory of God, after examination, I did not need any blood transfusion. Sorry. However, on Sunday, January 28th, that's the same year, a bullet was discovered in my ankle during an extra examination, along with other bullet pellets in my arm, both of which were promptly removed. I'm deeply thankful to God for sparing my life. And I extend my gratitude first to God and to the pastors praying, and to the entire Sentinel unit, the Sentinel units, that security team. They were just there for her, encouraging her, praying with her. And blessings to all the Sentinel unit members for their support and assistance during this ordeal. I'm alive and well. I'm back even in church. Glory to God. I was called during the situation. I prayed for her. She was in the hospital. We're encouraging her. And then some few Sundays ago, she came to see us at the green room. I said, "You are a living testimony." She was bouncing. I said, "Hey, with all the bullet, you are here. You will not die this April. When you go out, you will return safely. I can't hear your believing. Amen. And for us that participated, first, can we appreciate the acts of mercy team for the work on Easter Monday? From the figures we have, over 1,000 widows were ministered to in Lagos, in Goodlands Rural Area. Lekki will be having their own sometimes this month of April. And you saw the video, the joy, the blessings. You know, I'm sure we'd love to do more, but we are grateful for what we're able to do. And I pray that everyone that's a part of it will experience divine rewards in Jesus' mighty name. Today, we kick off the 12 weeks of radical praise and increase. God has got increase on his mind. Isaiah 51 from verse 1. Anytime you see the blessing, you see the manifestation of increase. It's there. So when you say, I am blessed, you are also saying, increase is my portion. Listen to me, you will follow after righteousness. You will seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you are hewn and to the hole of the pit from which you are dug. Verse 2, look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. When you say blessings, you say increase. In fact, if you go back to Genesis, I think chapter 1, all through, and when God was blessing mankind, scripture says, and he blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the waters in the sea and let the birds multiply. Blessings result in fruitfulness and multiplication. And in Ephesians 1, verse 3, we realize that if you're in Christ, you're already blessed. So if you're already blessed, then nothing should stop your increase. So we call it covenant of increase. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what? Blessed. Is that present tense or past tense? Are you here this morning? Is it future tense or present participle? Present participant. Is it past tense? Okay, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? Every. It covers every aspect, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So if you're in Christ, you're already blessed. Stop talking about curses. Stop talking about generational curses. Talk about covenant blessings. Talk about covenant of increase. If you're in Christ, the blessings of Abraham is your lot. It's there. You just want to ensure that nothing hinders it. Nothing blocks it. A free way for that which God has given to you to find expression. I'm always trying to address blessing blockers. You know, it's there, but something wants to hinder you from having expression. Unforgiveness, for instance, is a blessing blocker. It hinders the flow of the blessing. And these 3 months, we are saying nothing expresses increase. Nothing would command increase like you just praising and celebrating God for his goodness, for his might and power. Glory to God Almighty. Habakkuk 3, verse 17. Even if you are going through a challenge, I'm going to show you, like a contrast. Two scriptures. Media, help us. I think Joel 1, verse 12. And then after that, we now go to Habakkuk 3. Just to help you see, look at this. The vine has dried up, and the fig tree has withered. The pomegranate tree and palm tree also, and the apple tree, all the trees of the field are withered. Surely, joy as what? Withered away from the sons of men. So it looks like it's either because the joy withered and everything began to wither away, or when everything began to wither, they were sad and the withering continued. Whichever way, you have to protect your joy. You have to maintain your joy. Now look at Habakkuk 3:17. Even when you are in a challenge, he said, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food. Uncle T's economy, according to that testimony, whoever Uncle T is. He said, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there are no herds in the stall, no money in the account, exchange rate escalating or de-escalating, if you, you know, yet I will what? Oh, can you hear me at the back, please? Can you hear me at the back? Glory to God. Say, yet I will do what? Rejoice. I won't let the joy to wither like Joel 1:12. I won't say because I don't have the job yet or the healing has not manifested, then I cast off my joy and the thing gets worse. No, say, yet I will rejoice. Rejoice is joy multiplied. Joys, plural. Joy, one, two, joys. Does that make sense to you? Yes. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And look at verse 19. The equation seems to have changed. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. That means I begin to gain speed. Like that lady from 1 to 3. You know, overwhelming blessings. And he will make me walk upon my high heels. One version says high places. High places in your career, in your business. It seems that joy, praising God, celebrating God, opens the door to the increase that God has already released unto our life. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hind's feet or deer's feet, and he will make me walk upon mine high places. Somebody's walking on their high places these 3 months in the name of Jesus Christ. I can hear your amen. Now the Holy Spirit said, I know we have seen expansion or increase before in Global Impact Ministries. He said, but there's a next level. There's a higher level. There's a bigger level. So as we commit to praising and celebrating God for his faithfulness, ladies and gentlemen, we are all moving to the next level of increase, next level of testimonies, next level of influence and impact. So much. Just like that lady said, her friend came from Uyo. Your own friends will join you to serve God. Families will join you to serve God. Your life becomes an attraction for the kingdom. But remember, yet I will rejoice in the Lord God. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. Let nothing stop your joy. Psalm 67, verse 3. Let nothing stop your joy. And one of the ways we express that joy is through praising and celebrating him. Psalm 67, verse 3. I would love the congregation to read together with me. We're going to read from verse 3 to verse 7. Are you ready this morning? 1, 2, we go. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Verse 4. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Verse 6, then the earth shall yield our increase. God, our own God, has blessed us, right? God has blessed us, and everybody on the earth will see these blessings. When we give tithing, offerings, sacrificial seeds for kingdom advancement to help the poor, like the feed the widow, or bless people around your neighborhood as led by the Holy Spirit. When you give, it takes praising God to release the harvest. When you pray, we call it bombarding heaven and fast, it takes praising God to activate the answers. You cannot complete the prayer cycle without offering God thanksgiving. Mark 11:24. So this morning, I'm going to be out of the way very soon, and I'll proceed in the service to give us ample time to rejoice, to praise him after the order of, you know, Isaiah 54, 1 to 3, or 1 to the end. As we praise him, every wilderness will become like the Garden of Eden. Can we see that scripture, Mark 11:24? Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you what? Receive them, and you. So the receiving is on two levels. This is Pastor Joshua. Sit down, sir. If I say, you can sit down. If I say, Pastor Joshua, I'm going to give you half a million on Tuesday morning. He say, yeah, he says he received it. Mm. He's just pronouncing that because we're in the service. It's an example I'm giving you. Now, I said I'll give you half a million on Tuesday morning. What will he do next? You say, thank you, sir. Right? Your son is how old, sir? His son is 13 years old. If his son tells him that I'm going to give you 1 million on Tuesday, what will he do? He'll just smile and walk off there. Because he knows the son does not really have the capacity to do it. But if, I mean, by privilege, you know, amen, I think I'm a rich man. Clearly the God. Amen. Give you half a million on Tuesday morning. He begins to say, thank you. If I will get home and tell the wife, pastor said will give me half a million on Tuesday morning. Do you know there's a tendency to also start planning on the half a million?
Yes.
But has he gotten it yet? No. So there's a first level thanksgiving before the main thanksgiving. That's why most people miss it. They stay on the prayers too long. In fact, they started with faith. Later, the prayer now became doubtful prayers. But they are praying. So can you imagine him now following me around on Monday? Pastor, are you sure you give me, you know, half a million? Then you didn't believe. He says, therefore I said to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. Now, if you believe that you receive them, then you need to switch to praising God for it, which activates the next one, and you will have them. When I now call him on Tuesday and maybe transfer the money to his account, he will now most likely call again and say, Pastor, thank you. So the thanksgiving is on two levels. So what we are doing these 3 months, we are grateful for what God has done in our lives. We are also offering him advanced praises, right? For the expansion coming in. The lady that has 3 jobs, that has already happened. She's thankful for it. But as she's praising God today, other areas of our lives will be settled. Glory to God. I say glory to God. There will be brand new testimonies in your life. Say louder, amen. There will be brand new testimonies in families. In the name of Jesus Christ, there will be increase. The kind you've never experienced before. As his name is lifted, as we rejoice in him, the earth, the business, the career will yield an increase. Don't murmur. Don't speak against Uncle T. Leave Uncle T alone. Pray for Uncle T, but trust God for his increase. If you're addressing issues, fine. Address issues with decorum, but don't curse. Don't dishonor in that sense. But face your God in that sense. Today is Uncle T. Tomorrow might be Uncle W. So you should know that by now in your nation, that while we are praying and agitating honorably, you hold on to the covenant-keeping God. Amen. Our ministry, we experience new levels of testimonies. Members of this ministry, partners, you are in UK, Birmingham, you've joined in this service, or Surulere, or Lekki, wherever you are joining, this next 3 months, you will find new testimonies. God will make your feet like hinds' feet. You will gain speed. Destiny will gain new motion. You will ride upon your high places. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. So, when it's time for thanksgiving, everybody should rejoice. Even if a song is taken that you don't know the lyrics, but rejoicing is inside you. Dance and celebrate the Almighty God. And I see quick testimonies. Even this next 7 days, somebody will be wondering, so fast? In Jesus' name. Are you ready? Can we bow our heads? I want to pray for anyone who is not saved. Anyone that wants to rededicate his life to Jesus. Before we get into the new praise, high praise dimension. If you're in this service today and somebody invited you, maybe somebody even forced you to come, but you're not born again and you want to rededicate your life to Jesus or surrender for the first time, I want to pray with you quickly. Can you raise one hand up where you are? Before we dance and sing with our mouth, he wants your life first. That makes the praise and thanksgiving to be meaningful. I see those beautiful hands. If you're in this service, joining from any part of the world, you're in Birmingham, you're in the United States, and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's the name of Jesus we're going to be lifting high today. Just raise one hand up and then put the other hand on your chest. If you're putting your hands up, can you please rise on your feet where you are? I'd love to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. Be bold about it. I see you. God bless you. I see you. God bless you, my. God bless you, sirs. I see those people. If you're online, just be disturbing them with waves. Hallelujah. Now, if you're standing up, put one hand on your chest and say, Father, thank you for sending Jesus to rescue me. Today, I ask Jesus into my heart. Come into my heart. Come in today. Come in to stay. You are the Lord of my life from this moment and the Savior of my soul. I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for saving me, for rescuing me from eternal destruction and damnation. Thank you for rescuing me from Satan and darkness to serve the living God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, for this precious ones, this beautiful day. The chains and hold of the devil is broken off their lives. They have a brand new day, brand new life. Holy Spirit, we ask you to reach these people right now. Turn their lives around from their inside. Rescue them from darkness and destruction. Thank you for helping them. They are redeemed. They are safe. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you're online, there's a QR code. Ensure you fill it appropriately out there. And if you're on site, the ushers will give you a little slip or something. Ensure you fill it appropriately. And the ushers will collect it from you. Ensure you fill it well. Father, we thank you for these ones. Thank you for preservation of destiny. Thank you because they've stepped out of darkness. They will never go back to darkness. In Jesus' mighty name. Can we put our hands together for them? Please, if you are beside them, ensure that you assist them. If they need a pen or something to fill the form, let's ensure these individuals flow with the proper plans as we receive them into the body of Christ. Now, we're going to have a first-time welcome. I know some people are still coming, but for those who have already come, who are first-timers, I want to welcome you, and then we have offering time, and then we now switch over to that Thanksgiving time where we can rejoice and sing. Dance radically, praise God expressively as unto Him. Joy like you have carried the thing that you are looking for. Joy like you are persuaded, like you know you are persuaded that God is faithful. Please put your hands together for the Lord as we welcome Pastor Luchi.
A man is not old until he stops learning. When you stop learning, you start dying. Learning is the key to greatness. Join us every Sunday at Global Impact Church at The Goodland, Ifako Bus Stop, Oworonsoki, Ogbudu Expressway, Lagos, Nigeria. Host, Yemi and Bimbo Davids. For inquiries, visit www.globalimpactng.org. Global Impact Church. Think greatness. Achieve greatness.